Okay, so this is my evaluation for the community radio placement A for the first year. Okay, the project that I've been handed is to develop an LGBT Sunland show platform for the local LGBT community for Spark FM. Now, the original proposal that I put forward featured a weekly LGBT themed show, and this could be broadcast live from clubs, pride events, etc., to capitalise on the growing LGBT scene in the city, currently still in its infancy compared to other northeast towns and cities. And the best thing about an LGBT audience is it's a niche audience, so you're going to have that segment of the audience that will tune in to you, for you, for your show. And a niche audience is a big audience. To research this, I attended the University of Chester's Gay Stream Conference, which covered homophobia in football, law, homophobia in the newsroom, transgender procedures and stuff like that. Then I also attended the Northern Proud Conference, watched archive local TV coverage on LGBT issues, Tantees, BBC Look North, etc. All linked in with Sunderland. For example, Sunderland being a big football city, you know, football region in the northeast. We've gone big with the homophobia in football and especially the gay marriage campaign currently that's going on a national basis and an international basis. I've also gone on to social media, really pushed the gay agenda on Twitter. I've got over 400 followers. Again, I've been pushing the pro-gay agenda, challenging MPs like Dories and also publicly backing campaigns such as Alpha Marriage, which is basically uploading the video onto YouTube, blah 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 blah. I back, or I am Alpha Marriage. Are you uploaded to YouTube and recognised by the Alpha Marriage campaign? And again, it's same to the Proud to Be campaign on YouTube. I upload a YouTube message basically stating that I am proud to be gay. The link is up on one of the PowerPoint displays. And finally, the LGBT show. The original plan right now is to produce a number of podcasts, which to upload on the internet before I go back and have a second meeting with the programmer Ivan to discuss about getting this particular show on air. For definite. So the series of podcasts are planned to cover various LGBT issues nationwide, such as gay marriage, gay teen suicide, football's attitude to homophobia, local attitudes, etc. We've also got a number of meetings scheduled with Sunderland AFC. Really looking forward to that. And also the future for the LGBT Sunderland project. Again, meeting up with Sunderland AFC representatives, and the future for the LGBT Sunderland project is that it opens up a brand new audience of Spark, and that's very important, because the best thing about Spark is the creative freedom that you have, unlike with other radio stations. But with the LGBT niche audience, it opens up a brand new audience, brand new market for Spark FM and Spark brand as a whole. The potential to build an online reputation through the podcast. And most importantly, it's a platform for Sunderland's LGBT community, a platform that they currently do not have compared to Newcastle and certainly compared to Middlesbrough. That is the LGBT Sunderland. The work that I've completed, it took a few months to register because of personal problems that I've had this year from a personal perspective. There has been some problems. I mean, I've had my own personal problems. But, you know, there has been some teething problems, such as, finding contacts, who to contact. But that's all been sorted. And I'm now working on the shows that I'm hopefully going to upload online. Okay, this is my evaluation. Thanks for listening. I am David Smith.